Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What a weekend for the National Democratic Party. I mean, they just had a great comeback weekend. No, not really. They made things so much worse that even the media has to pick up on a little bit. I have a question. This Kevin McCarthy guy I've never been a fan of. He is the Republican leader, but in recent months, he's doing some good stuff. So over the weekend, he starts making the case that this Representative Omar, the Muslim representative, not the one that went after Trump originally, from Minnesota, Somalis. It's quite a number there. When you do Minnesota radio, it's quite a lot of stuff in the news. And I've done that over the years. And Representative Omar is anti-Israel, anti-Jewish, and continuously, it seems, over her public career, picks at these issues constantly. So we get the jackpot over the weekend because McCarthy says, look, we took out Steve King. We took out the congressman from Iowa when he said, what's the problem? Why do people get upset with white supremacy and phrases like that? Remember that recently? And they did. There was a lot of media storm and they acted on it. I think they were correct with Steve King. So how does this woman then sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee? How does she avoid pushback from National Democrats? How are they able to get away? So he calls a lot of public attention to it. She tweets back, and this is what really set things off. It's all about the Benjamins. All about the Benjamins. Getting it? Jewish groups, they're paying off these people. It's the cabal. It's the Zionist masters. All about the Benjamins. Even Chelsea Clinton tags in for a while, going after this congresswoman, talking about no place for anti-Semitism, anti-Semitic smears, and all that. Then she sort of agrees to have a conversation with her today to say how there'll be a new way forward. There's not going to be any way forward. The National Democratic Party, among other problems, has a problem that they want to cater to somewhat radical Muslim elements, and yet at the same time, they want to put themselves out there as friendly toward Israel. Well, the two things don't match up. They just don't. So a question with this Representative Omar. Why is it that we prefer Israel, or I do, I'll speak for myself, over Hamas and the PLO? Why is it that we're supportive of Israel? Why is it that I am over the years? Is it the Benjamins as Representative Omar? I mean, how do you get away with this stuff? Even for the National Democrats. This toxic brew of these women that have come in mainly during the midterms. You know, the Dean of Decency. I wonder what the Dean of Decency over in Montgomery County, she was on the national show too yesterday, prattling on about President Trump and keeping kids in cages. How are they getting away with Representative Tlaib, the one that has a map of Israel covered, a map of the world, and Israel's covered on her wall with a post-it on there saying Palestine? How long before this comes to a head? Even some of the media, Jake Tapper and a few others who are Jewish and others who are not, starting to say, whoa, what the heck is going on here with this Representative Omar? Now, I know there's some people, they call me over the years, they don't share the affinity for Israel that I do. I was honored by ZOA, Zionist of America, Man of the Year. I'm as proud of that as anything. I get it about it. I've been there. I've seen it. Why in the world would we put up with this? And it raises the question, what about people that are Jewish inside the Democratic Party? How many different ways do they have to tell you from President Obama on down They don't have your side on these issues. They're always looking to pick at Israel. Sometimes they go beyond that. This woman definitely goes beyond that. It's all about the Benjamins. When challenged on this, she said AIPAC. These Jewish groups are just paying people off. She retweets a guy who says he's Jewish and a leftist and says to her, you know, I'd like to be an ally, but this is like the worst stereotypes toward Jews. She just retweets it, that the stereotypes. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. So Republicans are doing the right thing here. Ratchet it up on this. This is a spot where you have to start chipping away at this ability that they try to portray to be all things to all people. Anti-Israel, pro-Israel at the same time. Anti-Semitic. Where's the ADL? American Anti-Defamation. Where are they? They're out there anytime some conservative says something that's out of line, and I share that. Where are they with people? Do they have the guts to take on people like Representative Omar, who clearly has proven she's in the Steve King cast? All right, the other one over the weekend, well, I'll get to him in a minute. I want to get to Lindsey Graham for a moment. The other thing that intrigued me, I saw Lindsey Graham on not one, but two shows in real time. Now, I want to play you what he said over the weekend, because somehow or another, it's kind of gotten lost in the headlines. He alleges in these negotiations, which if they don't happen by the end of today, by all these arcane Senate and House rules, I don't know that they'll have a bill ready to go for Friday to avoid either a shutdown, an emergency action by the president, moving some money around. Something's going to happen on Friday. Big. So Lindsey Graham is on and saying, you will not believe. He's telling Marita Bartiromo, I saw him on with Chris Wallace. What is it that is the holdup that Democrats now are saying they'll give a billion here or there, maybe, for border security and a lesser amount for fencing? They keep on calling you, all right, barrier fencing. It seems like some slight progress. Suddenly, it's not all immoral, but very limited. What do they want in return? Listen to this from Lindsey Graham, and if this doesn't tell you how this party has to be stopped at all cost, that we are in a bigger battle, even in some ways, than the Obama years. This was on Fox News Channel. Here's Lindsey Graham with Maria talking about Trump is not going to sign a bill giving the Democrats what they want.
The Democrats are now saying that border wall funding in exchange for money for a wall must include limits on the number of ICE detention beds. You don't think the president will sign such a bill?
Well, no, he can't sign such a bill. Now, I don't know if that's 100% accurate, but I think that's the impasse we have. They're willing to give the president a little more money for the wall, but in return, they want to limit the number of bed spaces available to house violent criminals. This goes back to AOC's belief that ICE should be abolished. So the bottom line is, how can you get money for a wall and at the same time limit bed spaces for violent offenders and say you've solved the immigration problem? You're actually incentivizing more illegal immigration by reducing the bed space, and it undercuts any money you would get for a wall. He can't sign that bill. If that's the friction point, then we'll have a continuing resolution and we'll just keep talking.
Yeah, I saw, and it seemed to be verified by that tester guy, the guy from Montana and others, that they're talking about, well, you know, we have 40,000 odd beds for people here illegally, criminals and the like, and all, just what Lindsey Graham said. Let's cap it at 35,000. What? Toward what point? It's amazing, isn't it? This party has lost its mind, is centered in on the rights of people here illegally, some of them criminals, some of them violent. Let's curtail the number of beds and either release them into the country or let them go or do God knows what. All under the guise of
decency.
Yeah, that's right. These all are migrant children, and we don't want to be keeping them in those beds. We just want to let them into the country and go to Montgomery County with Madeline Dean, the Dean of Decency. 855-839-1210. Does that make any sense? The idea that Lindsey Graham was fleshing out, they're willing to trade some money, and it seems to be rather limited. I don't even know if it's $1 billion that directly would go toward building some kind of barrier. and you have to cut down the bed space that you can keep people when they're arrested in detention and the like. It just never ends. It just does not end. And this weekend, seeing the rollout of Elizabeth Warren, the shrillness of it, I put up on social media this picture of Warren grabbing this kid. The kid's with the mom. He's got like a blue hood on the stage. And she's on the other side. She grabs him and pulls him to her side of the stage and to have him wave to be posed with this woman. There is no shot that Elizabeth Warren can beat Donald Trump. Klobuchar might be their VP choice. Apparently, the word's out, though, how nasty she's been to staff up and down the line. Highest turnover, even censured by Harry Reid, if you can imagine. That's pretty bad. And that'll dog her. That'll be out there. I think she could be their VP choice in the running for that. Female, Midwest, you know, say we're here for the working class, try to bring white voters, Midwest voters back with them. That's what the angle would be. That's what they'd be going with. Trying to cover up the radicalism. That's the purpose she would serve. But Elizabeth Warren is an all-timer, just an all-timer. That's not going to work. But let's trade beds, fewer beds, and we'll give you a little bit on the wall. Just an endless proposition. All right, but Representative Omar, it's all about the Benjamins. Are you believing that? Are you one of those people in the camp? Yeah, Dom, that's what it's about. Zionist masters, just the worst stereotypes. And let's face it, the overwhelming block of people self-identified as Jewish vote for Democrats by most measures, by most survey. Why continue to do that when they're allowing haters like this? Well, I mean, what is it the Republican Party has to do? So Kevin McCarthy's right in calling this out and saying, all right, we took care of Steve King. What are you going to do with this woman? Now, you know they can't do anything with her, though. Just like I often ask here in Philadelphia, maybe I have to put it into a column, too. Rodney Mohammed is the head of a mosque here, a Louis Farrakhan mosque in town. He's also, though, strangely, the head of the NAACP. And he's a guy that actually they go to about police commissioner, actions of police. He's seen as a mainstream figure. How is that in Philadelphia? Why does no one question that? How could a party with a lot of people that are Jewish, how could that party and a lot of support say that they're pro-Israel, they're pro all this stuff, and still support all these people who are haters, who are in absolute denial of the rights of Israel, and make stereotypical comments up and down the line, like all about the Benjamins? How are they allowed to be on committees like the Foreign Affairs Committee, which deals with issues like this? So these are interesting things. And look, I know the media will not follow up fully, but enough of it will be there where this is problematic for Democrats. In addition to some of the wild, I mean, here's Kirsten Gillibrand over the weekend. She hadn't said this before, amplifying Kamala Harris that, yeah, we have to get rid of. This is definitely not going to fly. When people hear this, if this gets exposed enough, we have to get rid of private health insurance plans. It's got to be all government for Americans.
You campaigned on access to Medicare. You've signed on to Bernie's bill for a single-payer plan. Yeah. One of the debates we've had recently is around what happens to private insurance. Should ending private insurance, as we know it, be a Democratic Party goal? And do you think it's an urgent goal?
Oh, yeah. It is a goal, an urgent goal, but let me explain. I ran on Medicare for All in 2006 in my upstate New York 2-to-1 Republican district. And the reason I ran on that message was because I listened first. I traveled around the district, asked people what's on your mind, what's your worry. Overwhelmingly, they said, I'm worried about access to health care.
All right. So that's a keep it up, Kirsten Gillibrand. Get it out there more. We're going to end your private health insurance plan. Now, look, she may have listened to these people. They may have said, hey, I have a beef with the insurance company, the HMO, whatever it was, 2006. Are people saying, though, they'd rather have the government in charge? Now, this is beyond to me anything worth fighting over. This is it right here. And I'm sure that you're probably thinking the same thing. They're not going to take away my health insurance. They're not going to break this bond. This is the ultimate sin. This isn't just around the edges and crazy talk of no airplanes like AOC. This gets down to outright political combat. Yeah, yeah, we just had to make it all government. People are complaining. This is a big winner. Let her keep believing that. Say it more and more, though. They're actually getting it said. They're not fuzzing it anymore. She said this is a big objective and an urgent objective. And she really thinks, because she talked to a few people in upstate New York who were complaining about health insurance, that they mean they want to give up their plan. Well, if they don't have a plan, I would hope they would get one, a private plan. But they're not taking mine. That's the way I look at it. How about you? No, you're not coming and taking mine. So you want a political fight. This is the fight of the century. 855-839-1210. You get in with Dom. Your calls are next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.